إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا، إمام أحمد رضا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another program and another episode of this beautiful silsila, Light of Raza, Alhamdulillah. In this beautiful silsila, we have been discussing the biography of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alai Rahma, different avenues of his beautiful life in which he dedicated to serve the Ummah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and spread the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and instill the love of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in all our hearts. And driven by that love, let's inshallah begin this today's episode inshallah azza wa jal with the recitation of durood and salam inshallah azza wa jal. For the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me.
Subhanallah.
So let's recite together. Sallu ala al habib
sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, of course, today again, Alhamdulillah, we are so blessed that Maulana Sahib has joined us today again, mashallah. Despite his busy schedule, he is Alhamdulillah principal and teacher at Jamiatul Madina in Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah. We welcome Maulana Sahib with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So, Alhamdulillah, you have been with us on this journey, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, it's
How
an honor.
How is your experience, mashallah, if you want to share something with our viewers out there?
Alhamdulillah, it's been an honor and it is an honor. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, to be on this journey, speaking about and discussing this great personality that we so much love and that we hold in high esteem in our minds and hearts. We try to follow and we try to hold on to his daman. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Alhamdulillah, I thank you, mashallah. And Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us immensely that we are able to discuss the light of Raza, the beautiful guidance that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has given to us. Alhamdulillah. May Allah Ta'ala keep us under the saya of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah.
Ameen.
Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, here we go. Hazrat has so many beautiful things to say about our this little journey that we have been on for the couple of episodes, Alhamdulillah. And today, our episode being Miraculous Accounts of Imam Ahmad Raza Alayhi Rahma.
Wow.
And inshallah, Hazrat is going to shed some light on the miraculous accounts in the biography and in the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. But before that, listen to this beautiful manqabat and we'll be back after the manqabat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi.
میرے رضا پیارے رضا وہ بریلی کے شاہ میرے احمد رضا عشق و محبت عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت پیکر سنت رہبر ملت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت حامی سنت ماہی بدعت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت پیر طریقت شیخ شریعت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت دین کی کونے کی ہے خدمت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت غوث و خواجہ کی ہے حمایت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روضہ اعلی حضرت کا عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روضہ اعلی حضرت کا طیبہ سے رکھتا ہے نسبت قبا اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا حق سمجھایا حق فرمایا میرے اعلی حضرت نے حق سمجھایا حق فرمایا میرے اعلی حضرت نے نور ہدایت کا ہے ضامن رستہ اعلی حضرت کا نور ہدایت کا ہے ضامن رستہ اعلی حضرت کا ان کی باتیں وادی وادی ان کا نام بستی بستی ان کی باتیں وادی وادی ان کا نام ساری دنیا میں ہوتا ہے چرچا اعلی حضرت کا ساری دنیا میں ہوتا ہے چرچا اعلی حضرت کا عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے آقا سے ہے ان کی سچی محبت کا یہ اثر پیارے آقا سے ہے ان کی سچی محبت کا یہ اثر پیارے آقا سے ہے ان کی سچی محبت کا یہ اثر پیارے آقا سے ہے ان کی سچی محبت کا یہ اثر سچی محبت کا یہ اثر سارے عالم میں بجتا ہے ڈنکا اعلی حضرت کا سارے عالم میں بجتا ہے ڈنکا اعلی حضرت کا ڈنکا امام اہل سنت رضا مجدد دین و ملت رضا پروانہ شمع رسالت رضا امام عشق و محبت عشق و محبت کی علامت اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا عشق شہ کونین ہمیں عشق شہ کونین ہمیں ان کی نعتوں سے ملتا ہے عشق شہ کونین ہمیں ان کی نعتوں سے ملتا ہے عشق شہ کونین ہمیں کیوں نہ مل کر گاتے رہے ہم نغمہ اعلی حضرت کا کیوں نہ مل کر گاتے رہے ہم نغمہ اعلی حضرت کا عشق محبت کی ہے علامت اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میں بھی غلام ابن غلام اعلی حضرت ہوں لوگو میں بھی غلام ابن غلام اعلی حضرت ہوں لوگو میری گردن میں بھی پڑا ہے پٹا اعلی حضرت کا میری گردن میں بھی پڑا ہے پٹا اعلی حضرت کا سنیوں کے پیشوا میرے آقا احمد رضا ہیں بریلی کے شاہ میرے آقا احمد رضا خائف کبریا میرے آقا احمد رضا با عمل با حیا میرے آقا احمد رضا محبت کی ہے علامت اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت عشق و محبت عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت کیسا یہ مقبول ہوا ہے نعرہ اعلی حضرت کا کیسا یہ مقبول ہوا ہے نعرہ اعلی حضرت کا عشق و محبت عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت عشق و محبت عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت عشق نبی کی دولت ہم کو بھی مل جائے یا اللہ بھی مل جائے یا اللہ इश्क नबी की दौलत हमको भी मिल जाए या अल्लाह, तुझको इलाही देते हैं हम सदका आला हजरत का, तुझको इलाही देते हैं हम सदका आला हजरत का, इश्क मोहब्बत की है अलामत रोजा आला हजरत का, मेरे आला हजरत का प्यारे आला हजरत का, मेरे परचम इश्क रिसालत रखा ऊंचा आला हजरत ने, परचम इश्क रिसालत रखा ऊंचा आला हजरत ने, रब ने ऊंचा कर रखा है झंडा आला हजरत का, रब ने ऊंचा कर रखा है झंडा आला हजरत का, इश्क मोहब्बत की है अलामत आला हजरत का, मेरे उनके शहजादों की बहारें देख के दुनिया दंग हुई, उनके शहजादों की बहारें देख के दुनिया दंग हुई, देखो देखो कैसा जमा है सिक्का आला हजरत का, देखो देखो कैसा जमा है सिक्का आला हजरत का, इश्क मोहब्बत की है अलामत रोजा आला हजरत का, मेरे आला हजरत का प्यारे आला हजरत का, मेरे आला हजरत का प्यारे आला हजरत का, यूं ही तेरा नाम नहीं है, यूं ही तेरा नाम नहीं है अहले मोहब्बत के लब पर, यूं ही तेरा नाम नहीं है अहले मोहब्बत के लब पर, तू है मुशाहिद रज़वी बेशक शैदा आला हजरत का, तू है मुशाहिद रज़वी बेशक शैदा आला हजरत का, शैदा आला हजरत का, सुन्नियों के पेशवा मेरे आका मदरज़ा है बरेली के शाह, मेरे आका मदरज़ा खाइफे किबरिया, मेरे आका मदरज़ा बाअमल बाहया, मेरे आका मदरज़ा इश्क मोहब्बत की है अलामत रोजा आला हजरत का, मेरे आला हजरत का प्यारे आला हजरत का, मेरे आला हजरत का मेरे प्यारे का, इश्क मोहब्बत आला हजरत आला हजरत, पैकर सुन्नत रहबर मिल्लत आला हजरत आला हजरत, हामी सुन्नत माही बिदअत आला हजरत आला हजरत, पीर तरीकत शेख शरीयत आला हजरत आला हजरत, दीन की तूने की है खिदमत आला हजरत आला हजरत, गौसो ख्वाजा की है हिमायत आला हजरत आला हजरत।
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله. Beautiful rendition of this manqabat of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. And now is the time when we inshallah begin with our today's topic and dive deep inshallah Azza wa Jal. And together we learn, mashallah, when it comes to the miracles of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, about this noble personality. Miracles in English word, it is loosely, everything is called miracle, Mahasab, in the English language. And there is no distinction as to, as it is, alhamdulillah, from Islamic point of view, what is a miracle if it is displayed by different people, different group of people. Like if, alhamdulillah, a miracle, it occurs from a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has a different perspective in Islam. Yeah. If a miracle occurs on the hand of a wali and a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala such as Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, it is also called a miracle, alhamdulillah. And then if a miracle happens on the hand of anyone else, there is also allocations in the Sharia of Islam, in the Islamic creed, and it is known by different names, such as Mu'jaza, then there is Karamat, then there is Ma'unat, then there is Irhas, then there is Istidraj, and so on and so forth. Muhasab, inshallah, is going to shed some light and put things in perspective, inshallah, azza wa jal. So we all have a clarity as to what is it that we are discussing.
MashaAllah. As Huzur mentioned, that miracles are very loosely used as a term, especially within the English language. Someone sees something astonishing and he says, wow, it's a miracle. However, that is not really the definition of a miracle Islamically. So with regards to our deen, we look at what is a miracle. A miracle is that which is not understood easily by the human mind, meaning it's out of the norm, completely out of the norm. Normally you see that this happens and something special happens that is not understood by the human mind, that how can it be that this has happened. So subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, we have different types of miracles, different categories of miracles. Firstly, we have the miracles of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. So the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were given special miracles. And the miracles of the prophets alayhim as-salam was to prove them being the true Nabi of Allah. So subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, you will see within the books of the seerah, you'll see miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and within the Holy Quran as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the miracles of different Anbiya alayhim as-salam. Let's give one example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the miracle, we call it mu'jiza, of Sayyidina Nabi Musa, Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And what were some of his miracles? Allah Azza wa Jal had mentioned regarding Musa alayhi salam placing down his staff, his stick. And upon placing down his stick by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that staff, that stick had become a serpent, had become a large snake, such that the magicians were throwing down their ropes and those ropes were becoming snakes. However, theirs was not a mu'jiza, theirs was not a miracle, that was rather an illusion that it was becoming snakes. However, when Sayyidina Nabi Musa alayhi salam had placed it down, even the magicians had looked towards this mu'jiza, this miracle, and they realized that this is no illusion. This is the reality, that Allah Azza wa Jal has changed the staff, the stick, into a snake that had gone towards their snakes, and that had to gone towards their snakes and attacked their snakes. And thus, they recognized this mu'jiza of Sayyidina Nabi Musa alayhi salam, gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they also became Muslimun. They also submitted to the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they submitted to the Nabuwa of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that they became Muslims at his hands. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. There's a beautiful share in which Sayyidi Ala rahmatullah alayhi speaks of this as well. Is it in Mayansal's mind?
Ji, actually, while we are discussing the miraculous accounts of Imam Ahmad Raza alayhi rahmah, so, and Masab has mentioned the beautiful and the powerful miracle and the mu'jiza of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, how he sees this miracle, and he, right, alhamdulillah, puts him very beautifully. He says, Asa'i kalim ajdahai ghazab tha. Let's inshallah read together.
Asa'i kalim ajdahai ghazab tha. Asa'i kalim ajdahai ghazab tha. Giron ka sahara Asa'i Muhammad Zahe'i
SubhanAllah, beautifully rendered and beautifully written by Sayyidi Ala rahmatullah alayhi. So this kind of miracle of Sayyidina Nabi Musa alayhi salam, this is called a mu'jiza. This is proof of the prophethood of a Nabi. Then we have miracles which are also not easily humanly understood by the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the beloved servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are called karamat. So when we mention some miracles of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, we'll refer to it as a karamat of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Of course, this is also only by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can do anything except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also blesses His pious servants that sometimes something is done via their hands or their mouths. And subhanallah azza wa jal, it is not, we are incapable as human beings to fathom as to how this has occurred, how this has happened. It's not within the norms of life. Then we can also get these things that are performed, such things that people may refer to as miracles, but performed by the help of shayateen. And these things are sometimes performed by disbelievers, people who do not believe in the oneness of Allah azza wa jal and the nabuwa of His prophets. And also it can be performed by fusaq, by open sinners. And these things are not, and they cannot be on the same category as the mu'jizat performed by the anbiya, by the prophet alayhi wasalam, nor can they be on the same category as the karamat, the miracles performed by the awliya, the beloved servants of Allah azza wa jal. These fall under different categories. Under a broad perspective, we can call them istidraj.
Yes.
So those are not performed, you know, in a special way in an Islamic sense. Those are performed by help of shayateen and so on. However, our focus is upon the karamat of the awliya-i-kiram, the awliya, the beloved servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has performed certain extraordinary acts. And subhanallah azza wa jal, today we are blessed to listen to the karamat of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So we listen to certain special actions and ways of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayh that are very difficult for the normal human mind to fathom and to understand as to how this has happened. However, it is through divine help and divine bestowal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted, He Azza wa Jal has granted these special abilities to His beloved servants. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal, inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we are going to open the discussion to some of those inshallah.
Master, I was thinking the greatest karamat of any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest karamat, as I just opened the chapter of Ala Hazrat's miracles,
yes,
in Hayati Ala Hazrat. In the very beginning, his student, alhamdulillah, he is also another giant scholar of Islam, alhamdulillah, Malikul Ulama Allama Zafruddin Alayhi Rahma. He says that before we get to reading about the miracle of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma, we should know that his greatest miracle was his steadfastness. Subhanallah. And he says that this should be the first thing that we should look at.
Absolutely.
Karamat is not the real measure. The real karamat and the biggest karamat of Ala Hazrat is his steadfastness, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
And he says, as the Buzurganadeen, they used to say, Al-Istiqama fawqa al-karama.
Absolutely.
Steadfastness comes before karamat.
Absolutely. In fact, it's a beautiful thing of our ulama-i-kiram, our great scholars of Islam, they would say, Al-Istiqamatu khayrum min alfi karamatin. It means that istiqamah, steadfastness upon the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is better than 1,000 miracles. Because steadfastness on the way of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is not just a once-off thing.
Yes.
Every day, day in and day out, being steadfast upon the sunnah, being steadfast upon the deen of Islam, being steadfast upon Islamic knowledge, this is not an easy task. Every day you are battling shaitan.
Actually, it is with you every second of your life.
Absolutely.
And you are performing this miracle every second of your life, not by chance.
Allahu Akbar.
This is as steady as your being itself.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah. As many times you took a breath. That is how many times you have to be steadfast in order to have that istiqamah.
Absolutely.
From start to finish, absolutely. Alhamdulillah. So that in itself is the biggest karamat.
That is amazing. And if you look at the lifestyle of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he's such a personality that, subhanallah, if you look at his ibadat, his forms of worship, that he was very steadfast in them. He was steadfast when he came to his fara'ib, when he came to sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even when he came to nawafil and mustahabbat. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was very steadfast with regards to his seeking and teaching ilm-e-deen. You find that Sayyidi Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali in his life, he had a schedule. There were times for ibadat. There was time for reading. There was time for writing. There was time for meeting people. There was time for writing fatawa. There was time for approving fatawa. There was a time for nafil ibadat. And with the schedule, With the schedule, this is one of the ways of attaining istiqamah. If we just look at our lives such that I'll just live each day as it comes, I'll do each thing as per the moment, then it's very hard to attain steadfastness. And us as believers, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it even easier. Because if you want steadfastness in your schedule, in your day, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you 5 salah that are fard upon you. You have your fajr, your dhuhr, your asr, your maghrib, your isha. If you are steadfast around these 5 salah, then you can start building and attaching things to these 5 salah. And then inshallah it becomes very easy for you to be steadfast. As Amir al-Sunnah encourages in Shajara Sharif, Shajara Aliya, Qadriya, Rabawiya, Attariya. Amir al-Sunnah encourages the recitation of Ayatul Kursi after every salah. Now if you attach it to every salah, you are steadfast on salah, so you become steadfast on the recitation of Ayatul Kursi. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You can become steadfast on different matters of your life when you attach them to your fard salah. And then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we can build our schedule. Let everything else work around that schedule. Don't let the salah work around everything else. Let everything else work around the salah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll build a beautiful schedule in your life. And it is our dua that Allah Azza wa Jal will bless you too with istiqamah. For the sake of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
As Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, that one who loses his salah, he loses other things even more.
Yes, meaning absolutely true.
If we lose our main priorities,
very true,
which is our salah, then other things that are also of importance, we lose them as well.
Very true, absolutely.
So if we can safeguard our salah, we can safeguard our entire life, inshallah. So in this way.
Inshallah.
In a manner of speaking. And then I've read a quotation from an economist, not a Muslim person, but nevertheless, he said that Muslims have such a formula of success.
Wow.
Muslims have such a formula of success only if they implement it.
Absolutely.
If they can design their life and their lifestyle around the 5 times salah, subhanallah, they have the greatest structure.
Absolutely.
When it comes to time management,
absolutely,
when it comes to allocating different times for different tasks, alhamdulillah, he says it is robust, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Only if we practice it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And subhanallah, we are so blessed that Allah Azza wa Jal allows us that with our salah as well, even if your season changes, even if your season changes, then your salah time is adjusted as per the season. So if your days are shorter, then you can still fit things if you look towards your salah.
Yes.
If your days are longer, you can still fit things if you look towards your salah. Salah really balances the day and it gives you schedule. So one who is suffering from this difficulty of not being able to develop istiqamah, steadfastness in his life, tip number one, look towards your salah. Look towards your salah and inshallah you set your salah in place. You set that inshallah Azza wa Jal at the time of salah with jama'ah, I will attend the jama'ah in the masjid with takbir ula in the first of inshallah Azza wa Jal. You set these in place inshallah. You'll see how your entire life can fit beautifully into a schedule. And then inshallah Azza wa Jal, you are on your way to gaining and attaining istiqamah. Inshallah ta'ala.
There are so many coaches nowadays, you know, people, they have personal coaches, you know, coaching different business individuals and communities you get. And people have personal trainers, personal coaches that mentor them through their lives. And, you know, there sometimes you see people have coaches that advise them on time management. We, alhamdulillah, we don't need it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us beautiful system of time management, alhamdulillah. We don't need it, and the istiqamat can come through this way, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
We can tie everything together and attach them to our 5 daily salat.
Inshallah. Allah bless us.
And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, it is reported about him in his biography that he used to read every salah in the masjid with jama'ah.
Wow. With such a busy schedule, hey?
Yes.
Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullah Ali's schedule was so busy. He had so many things to do. Yet he ensured that he performed every salah with jama'ah in the masjid. This is amazing. And it's a lesson for us as well. What a beautiful karama of his. What steadfastness we see in him. That no matter how busy our lives may be, it's not as busy as the life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali.
Subhanallah.
We have not achieved in our lives that which he's achieved in his life. That shows us how busy his schedule was. But there was no such thing as I don't have time for salah. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
When it comes to his salah, his fasting,
yes,
you know, there was a time when he got very ill,
mm-hmm.
but he still didn't leave his fast.
Amazing.
Then there were times when he was traveling, you know, and these are the accounts mentioned in his biography that these are his miracles, alhamdulillah, where the train, it only left or took off the time Al-Hazrat made salam, subhanallah,
completely
meaning it was time to board the train, alhamdulillah.
Wow, alhamdulillah.
So these are the karamat of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Ali Rahmah, subhanallah.
Subhanallah, Huzur mentioned that Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, even when he was unwell, he was still fast. This is amazing.
Yes.
That he realized, Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged that fast and you will become healthy. So he would seek cure and seek good health through fasting. We read on the second Hajj of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, how sick Huzur was.
Okay.
Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was unwell, he was ill at that time. But despite being unwell, he still undertook the journey of Hajj. It's not an easy journey. Those who went for Hajj, Allah Ta'ala blessed you with ziyarah of Haramain Kareemain. Subhanallah, you understand how challenging it can be that you are traveling away from home, that you are walking long distances. Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali undertook the Hajj, the journey of Hajj, whilst he was unwell. But subhanallah azza wa jal, he still performed his Hajj. So this shows how steadfast he was in performing his ibadat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made fard upon us. And today, for every little excuse, someone is not feeling very well, then he can't perform salah and he can't perform Hajj and he can't fast in the month of Ramadan. Look towards these awliya-i kiram. What a great karama it is. What a great miracle it is that they were so steadfast upon the deen of Islam.
Basically, there are two things.
Hmm.
One is called rukhsat,
mm-hmm.
and one is azimat.
Ah.
We have been given both the options.
Right.
In cases like this, when you are really sick,
yes,
and you have to fast, yes, there is rukhsa as well.
Yes.
Right. So there is concession.
Hmm.
But azimat, we take the concession. But Al-Hazrat takes the azimat, subhanallah.
Subhanallah,
the right thing to do.
Yes, the best way.
The azimat, subhanallah. Concession is, yes, you can get by.
Mm.
He wasn't one of those who wanted to get by.
Yes.
He wanted to prove with his example, alhamdulillah.
There was no looking
because
for the
he,
excuse.
Yes.
There was striving in the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I'll do the best that I can.
So that was the teaching of Al-Hazrat. Yes, there are difficulties, but you must aim for your destination.
Mm.
Our aim is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Absolutely, alhamdulillah.
Whatever we do in this world, we have to survive, we have to eat, we have to have social relationships, we have to have business relationships.
Yes.
But these are our milestones to get to where we need to be. If we leave our sight of focus on our destination and the goal, and we get caught up in these little milestones, we lose the essence of life.
That's true.
That is the teaching of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat. Alhamdulillah, now it comes to the actual miraculous accounts of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat. Something that we laymen, we consider as a miracle.
Amazing.
So let's inshallah get towards that as well, because Al-Hazrat had many miracles, alhamdulillah. He was the ulam of Wasipak, subhanallah, who had shown the most amount of miracles, whose entire embodiment is miracles, subhanallah.
MashaAllah.
So, alhamdulillah. Master, if we can relate, since we are speaking of Hajj, we can relate of a miraculous account of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Alayhi Rahma that is attached to Haramain Sharif, and especially inshallah Azza wa Jal, if Hazrat could enlighten our viewers as well.
Absolutely, subhanallah, subhanallah. Huzur Amir al-Sunnat, Dawam Barakat Mul Aliya, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him long life and good health, keep us under his guidance, ameen. He has mentioned some beautiful incidents regarding Sayyidi Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Amir al-Sunnat has also given us a beautiful book called Bareilly to Medina.
Subhanallah.
Bareilly to Medina. So subhanallah azza wa jal, linking us to Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Tajuddar al-Bareilly. So Amir al-Sunnat mentions that once the son of Allama Jamilur Rahman Qadri, Rahmatullah Ali. Now, Allama Jamilur Rahman Qadri Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali is the murid and the Khalifa of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. He has written beautiful kalam, so many people know him through his kalam. So, mashallah. Now, his blessed son, his name was Allama Hamidur Rahman Qadri. The son of Mulana Jamilur Rahman Qadri Rahmatullah Ali, his name was Allama Hamidur Rahman Qadri Rahmatullah Ali. So, he narrates this incident. And he told this incident to Shaykh Tariq Amir al-Sunnat whilst Allama Hamidur Rahman Qadri Rahmatullah Ali was the imam of a masjid, but Huzur used to live a little far from the masjid, 6 to 7 kilometers away. So it was difficult to travel that far at the time of Fajr. Now, alhamdulillah, we have vehicles and so on, but at that time it was a bit more difficult. So Amir al-Sunnat, Dawud Barakatul Ali, used to lead the Fajr Salah in that masjid on behalf of Huzur. And Amir al-Sunnat mentions he used to wear the Amama Sharif of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullah Ali and perform Salat al-Fajr. So Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullah Ali is the son and Khalifa of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Great wali of his time, Allama Mustafa Raza Khan Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. So Allama Hamid Rahman Qadir Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali mentioned to Amir al-Sunnat that once someone came to visit Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had a schedule, so people couldn't just visit him easily. They had to visit within a certain time. When he saw that this person is insisting, so he went to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's room to find Ala Hazrat. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali wasn't there. And when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali wasn't there, then he started to look throughout the house. So people started searching throughout the house, in this room, looking for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. He was here in this room now, but he's not in the room anymore. And after some time, when they couldn't find Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, then they saw Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali appearing from that room wherein they couldn't find Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. So they asked Huzur, Huzur, we were looking for you, where were you? So it was the day of Thursday. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that every Thursday at this certain time I leave Bareilly Sharif and go to Madinatul Munawwarah.
Subhanallah.
And thus you didn't find me. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, every Thursday Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali would travel to Madinatul Munawwarah. This was among the karamat of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, that he would travel. The distance between Bareilly Sharif and Madinatul Munawwarah is very long. It's a very long distance. But he would travel so quickly and return to Bareilly Sharif. Even Sayyidi Qutb Madina, the Piro Murshid of Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah, Sayyidi Qutb Madina Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he mentioned that there was a time that I was going towards the Roza Sharif of Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, entering through Babu Salam, and at the Roza Sharif I saw my Peer and Murshid Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali standing in adab and respect in the Bargah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he says that I thought that I didn't know of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali coming to Madinah Sharif at this time. I didn't know Hazrat has arrived, his Peer and Murshid has arrived. So he says, I tried to go towards Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and when I got close to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he had disappeared. I could not see him anymore. So he says, I thought, what happened now? When I got to a distance, again I saw Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali in front of the Roza Sharif of Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, humbly standing in the court of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When I got close to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, again he disappeared. I could not see him anymore. He says, after a few times I realized that this is a secret calling between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had called Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. This is not something for me to get into. So Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, I left it like that. So it shows also Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's attachment to Madinatul Munawwarah. Such attachment and such acceptance in Bargah Risalat, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah Azza wa Jal had blessed him that on a weekly basis. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows whether it was more often as well, that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would visit the darbar of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Subhanallah. Janu bil hush u khirat sab to Madine pahunche. So his heart, his intellect, his mind, everything was already in Madina Munawwar. So he wasn't physically present there. But Alhamdulillah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam paved the way for him to be there. Alhamdulillah. Nothing is that ملکوت و ملک میں کوئی شے نہیں وہ جو تجھ پہ آیا نہیں. This is the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the authority to do as he pleases. So if the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enables Sayyidi Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmah to call him from all the way from Bareilly to Medina, because in his bargah, in his court, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was accepted. After the physical demise of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma, after he made parda, there was a great buzurg of Sham, great wali from Asham. And he was shown in a dream that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seated in a gathering and he is awaiting someone's arrival.
Allah.
And that is the time Sayyidi Ala Hazrat made parda.
Allahu Akbar.
And then he was given the news that this person is from Bareilly Sharif. He came all the way to Bareilly Sharif, subhanallah, only to find out that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat had passed away, and it was the same Buzurg whose arrival Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was awaiting in the dream.
Subhanallah. How fortunate that Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam welcomes someone. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Right, and this is what the believer lives for.
Subhanallah.
He lives so that he may be at the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that he may, even if the believer looks forward to seeing Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his qabr.
Definitely.
That when he sees the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he says, to mein qadmo mein giro. اگر فرشتے بھی اٹھائے تو میں ان سے یوں کہوں کہ اب تو پائے ناز سے میں اے فرشتو کیوں اٹھو مر کے پہنچا ہوں یہاں اس دل ربا کے واسطے. سبحان اللہ عز و جل. The believer wants to see حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, that in the قبر he even looks forward to seeing رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, that I've lived all my life for this moment to look towards my beloved, so that I can see my beloved صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, so I can be at his blessed feet. How fortunate, how blessed and accepted is Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that upon his demise, great personalities dream as well that Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is awaiting the arrival of his ghulam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah. Allah has really blessed a lot of people.
Yes.
All those muridins who used to be in his company, even alhamdulillah Muslims in general, they were blessed by his shafqat, by his rahmat, by his alhamdulillah beautiful code of conduct, the way he would associate himself with others.
Yes.
And all and sundry in the whole district of Bareilly Sharif, they alhamdulillah were nisar, if you say in Urdu, they were really fond of his beautiful character. And one such account of the miracle of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is that once there was a transport, Sayyidi Ala was traveling to some place, and there was the transport arranged for the journey.
Right.
Now when the transport didn't come on time, one of the people present there, associated with Ala Hazrat, that person now took it upon himself that, you know, we have been waiting for the transport, it's delayed. Yes. Or maybe this person won't show up. So he made alternate arrangements.
Right.
And he paid for the transport. When the transport arrived, then the original transport that was already booked, they both rocked up at the same time.
They both arrived at the same time.
Yes. And he told the alternate transport, not the one he had arranged.
Right.
From his side. You know, individual effort. Infiradi koshish he made for the sake of Ala Hazrat, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
So he says, now both the transports are here, we need only one. So he told this guy, he gave him a penny, meaning charana, that you can say in Urdu.
Small amount of money.
Yes.
Okay.
So he gave him a penny and he told him that, you know what, we have already got the transport, and now here, take the money. And then the transport, the guy went away. Sayyidi Ala wasn't aware of it. It didn't happen in front of him. This happened behind the scenes.
Okay.
Yes.
Between himself and the transporter.
Yes.
Just between these two personalities. Okay.
Yes. It was between the two of them.
All right.
Now, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma, after that, he addresses him and he says to him, now, the wage that you paid him, the transport that you had arranged, here, take this penny from me, because you've paid him. And then he's mesmerized. How come Sayyidi Ala Hazrat knows about it? Because in my knowledge, nobody else besides me and the person, the transporter, knew about this arrangement. So he's mesmerized by this miracle of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Then he's not accepting. He says, how can he accept something from Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, you know? So due to respect, he hesitated. And then his friend told him, accept it. You know, this is barakah.
Tabarruk.
Tabarruk. Allah is giving tabarruk. Subhanallah, take it. You won't get a chance.
MashaAllah.
You got a golden chance. Take it.
Yes.
And he took that as a tabarruk. Wow. And then he says, throughout my life, for the rest of my life, I never faced any financial difficulty.
Allahu Akbar.
Due to the barakah of that penny given by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali
Rahman.
This is another miracle of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman.
Wow, subhanAllah. That by means of some gift in the form of some financial assistance given by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, others do not face financial difficulty. It's amazing as well that if the great personality of Allah Rahmatullah Ali would gift someone something to the extent that when by receiving that, and the penny is not a lot of wealth.
Yes.
But by the barakah of that little that Sayyidi Allah Rahmatullah Ali had given this person had received a lot that he never received any financial difficulty. And it shows, we read of the biography of Allah Rahmatullah Ali, that in his blessed lifetime, he Rahmatullah Ali lived a very simple lifestyle. So we see that the simplicity, the style of the fuqara was adopted by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali intentionally.
Subhanallah.
It was not such that he was in poverty without any choice. No. He stayed simple because it was the sunnah of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to live a simple lifestyle. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had intentionally adopted a simple lifestyle whilst the treasures of both the world are in his hands, meaning upon his authority. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he asks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jal, the treasures of the dunya and the akhirah are at his disposal.
Subhanallah.
So the simple lifestyle that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived, our sulaha, like Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had lived steadfast upon that, despite being in such a position that if they asked Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will give. But by choice, they were steadfast upon simplicity. Amazing.
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that simplicity as well.
Ameen, ameen.
That inshallah Azza wa Jal through and the sadaqah, the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi
Rahman,
through the sunnah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is simplicity, it is taught by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught you to his sahaba to live a simple life, inshallah azza wa jalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through their sadaqah grant us also the tawfiq to live a simple life, inshallah azza wa jalla. Ameen bi jahid nabiyil ameen. Huzur Sayyidi, there is beauty in simplicity.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes something is already beautiful.
Yes.
But when you put artificial makeup on top of it,
yes,
it starts to look ugly. Sometimes something is already beautiful, like for example the creation of human being.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we have created man in the best form,
subhanallah,
the most beautiful form.
Wow.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us so beautiful, good looking, mashallah, everyone is good looking in their own unique ways.
Yes.
Mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
But we now tend to think, no, it's not good enough. Let me put some makeup. Let me put this. Let me add this to my personality to my body and try to make myself maybe distinctively looking than everybody else. And by doing that, sometimes we become a laughing stock.
Absolutely, that's true.
Sometimes you hear, you see people, you know, what they do to themselves and lose that simplicity and look like a joke. Whereas if we had adopted the simplicity, this was just one example. We had adopted the simplicity of Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
would have preserved the natural beauty in ourselves.
Yes. Actually, Huzur, we find that in the current world we live in, this dunya gives us lessons. Just, in fact, if you look towards the dunya, the world around us, there are so many lessons we will learn from this dunya. We look towards the dunya we live in, and we look towards the built-up cities that we live in, and the fast lifestyle. Like here, we see it very often, and in many parts of the world, that there is building upon building, skyscraper upon skyscraper. You see, just people. Some people say we live in a concrete jungle. It's amazing how they've coined this phrase that it's a concrete jungle, because in a jungle you just have trees all around you. Here it's as if we just have concrete and buildings all around us. Allahu Akbar. And we are such that nowadays we are looking for some trees. Therefore, yes. Amir al-Sunnat has beautifully announced this campaign that Poda Lagana Darakht Banana. That subhanallah azza wa jal, you plant the seed and nurture it until it becomes a tree. Because in today's society, we are looking for those trees. We've cut so many of them down and built so many buildings. Now we're searching for the natural beauty. So it is such that whilst we're living in this concrete jungle, the moment someone gets a break, or here in South Africa, they have a little holiday period where the children are not going to school in that time, what happens? Immediately they want to go to some place to see some natural beauty.
Subhanallah.
Some natural beauty. I want to see mountains again.
Yes.
I want to see the sea again. I want to see the skies again. I want to see how the trees naturally grow again. Because in that natural way, we considered that too simple, so we cut it down and built skyscrapers. But still in the heart, our hearts are drawing us closer to the natural beauty. I want to see natural beauty again. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made people naturally beautiful, then why should one try to change that natural beauty and look towards some artificial beauty? Where will we end up? We'll just end up chasing that natural beauty again.
I would like to give example, alhamdulillah, of our handsome Muballigh of Dawat Islami, Rukne Shura, Haji Abdullah bin Battari
Damodar.
He is so handsome, alhamdulillah.
Mashallah.
And people reached up to him and asked him, so what cream or what makeup is it that you use? He says, only one makeup. Make wudu, subhanallah.
Make wudu.
Make fresh wudu. And then come on Madni channel, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. That brings out the natural beauty of a
yes.
person. Subhanallah. You don't need makeup.
Yes.
Subhanallah. So this is the teaching of our Rukni Shura, mashallah.
Mashallah, when I look at Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, what Ruhani personality, mashallah.
Yeah.
What a Ruhani personality, and you look towards him and you see how haseen his face is, how beautiful, alhamdulillah. It brings joy to our heart. You see beauty. And I think that Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat is so simple. What is he adopting that is bringing out such beauty? And I think it's the simple beauty of the smile following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we want that beauty should come to our face, follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and smile. And subhanallah azza wa jal, in that there is such beauty that does not just penetrate the eyes and minds of people, but it penetrates the hearts of people. Subhanallah azza wa jal.
Subhanallah. Sayyidi, speaking of the miracles of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, inshallah, go back to the miracles of Ala Hazrat, because our viewers, they must be looking forward to it. Alhamdulillah, as Maulana Sahib is bringing out miracles upon miracles that were displayed by the hands of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And we know of the accounts of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, the way he, alhamdulillah, through his hands, people were cured. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had cured those individuals.
Subhanallah.
So, Sayyidi, if you could inshallah shed some light or mention an account of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, the way he had cured people. Subhanallah.
There's a beautiful account that someone had given. He had mentioned of a time regarding when he was a young child and his mother was unwell. But she was unwell to the extent that she had reached insanity. She was not sane. Allahu Akbar. So she'd lost her mind, as people would say. And to the extent that she would have to be tied so that she wouldn't cause too much of destruction. Because she had become completely insane. So she was taken to the Barakah of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali for some cure. And when she was taken to the Barakah of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali, she was still tied.
Subhanallah.
And when she came to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali, not realizing this, that I'm in the court of a great wali of Allah, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So she asked Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali, will you do whatever I ask you to do? So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali said, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by the will of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And she asked, show me Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
Allah. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali smiled. He placed his blessed chadar Mubarak, his blessed shawl over his face. and he lifted his face. And this person says that we saw Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala in a wakeful state.
Subhanallah.
That he says, myself, my father and my mother who were there saw Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala in front of us, and then he rahmatullah Ali placed his shawl over his face again and picked it up again, and again we saw Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullah Ali standing in front of us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala Ali had given some medication, two doses of medication. He rahmatullah Ali had given some medication and said, take the first dose, give her the first dose. And if there's no need for the second dose, then don't give the second dose.
Allah.
Otherwise, give the second dose as well. And the narrator of the story, he says that my mother was cured just with the first dose. Just with the first dose of medication. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Firstly, here we see the karama of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, that someone wanted to see the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him, that through Allah rahmatullah Ali, that person has seen Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and we see the expertise of Sayyidi Allah rahmatullah Ali in medicine as well, that he gave medicine such that only in one dose a person had been cured from insanity. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd.
This is now, this is amazing, this is karama, this is miracle, subhanallah.
Yes.
I mean, we don't, medical illness is something else altogether.
Absolutely.
He wasn't a doctor. Meaning he wasn't
apparently
known as a doctor, apparently.
Yes.
He was a great alim al-deen, but he wasn't known as a doctor or hakim.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed him with all of that knowledge.
Alhamdulillah.
And alhamdulillah, and even the ability Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed in his mubarak hands to cure somebody.
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah. This now proves that the karamat of awliya Allah, Allah's friends, I mean, as Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe in the karamat of awliya Allah that are proven from the correct sources, mashallah.
Yes.
And the karamat of awliya, they are, alhamdulillah, a reflection of the mu'jizat of their Nabi.
Ah,
subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So the mu'jizat of Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. And the karamat of awliya are their reflections. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it is mentioned that he, every other prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their miracles, their mu'jizat, they were limited to the time frame that those anbiya lived. Meaning their miracles, they weren't continued after their departure. But the uniqueness of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that his mu'jizas, they continue to exist, subhanallah, until the day of judgment, subhanallah. This is one of the uniqueness of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his khasa'is. And alhamdulillah, the mu'jizah of the Holy Quran. Quran is the mu'jizah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
And the mu'jizahs of the Holy Quran, they reflect over and again, mashallah. The mu'jizahs of the Holy Quran, they reflected 100 years ago, 50 years ago, they reflected 2 years ago, 1 year ago. Every time we hear so often that this person was inspired by the Holy Quran and he embraced Islam.
Allahu Akbar.
This person, this scientist, he was doing some research on some intricate matters and he found the answer in the Holy Quran. He embraced Islam, alhamdulillah. These are the mu'jizahs of the Holy Quran. And Holy Quran is the mu'jizah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, revealed on his heart, alhamdulillah. So the mu'jizahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they continue to exist, mashallah, and borrowed from the light and the reflection of those mu'jizahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mu'jizahs of awliya Allah, they continue, mashallah. And Mu'asab has just mentioned the account of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah in Haramain Sharifain.
Subhanallah.
And his karamat are known even till today.
Absolutely.
People will be found narrating those karamat of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah even after his demise, mashallah.
Subhanallah.
And one such karamat of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, it has to do with the science of astrology.
Right.
Where you look at the position of different planets and people, you know, they predict the astrologers based on the speculation. This is not 100% confirmed. They can only speculate, okay, it might go this way or it might go that way.
Right.
Because ultimately everything is in the divine control of Allah subhanahu.
Absolutely. Subhanallah.
What Allah will happen.
Absolutely.
Alhamdulillah. No matter what anybody says.
Yes.
Now, once an astrologer, he came to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat just asked him, by the way, when do you think it would rain?
Right.
And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, when he asked, the astrologer says that according to my computation, astrological computation that I've done, there is no rain for this whole month. Yes. In this whole month, there will be no rain. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman, he says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omnipotent. And if He was, inshallah azza wa jal, it may rain today. And you are only looking at the position of the stars. But I am looking at the creator who has created those stars. Subhanallah. And his divinity and his control over the universe, Allah, over those stars.
Subhanallah.
Such was the deep-rooted faith and the strong belief of Sayyidi Ala.
If
we want to learn our iman and how to be steadfast on our iman, we must learn from the court of Sayyidi Ala. Not to be swayed if somebody comes and tells you, you know, a few years down the line, this is going to happen to you, that is going to happen to you. If we adhere to the teachings of Ala, we will say, fine. Allah knows, whatever Allah wills, will happen. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So we take solace in that, mashallah. This is our iman teacher.
Alhamdulillah.
So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, well, you are looking at the movement of the stars. I am looking at the creator who has created those stars. Subhanallah. And then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat wanted to teach him a lesson, because Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was a reviver. He was a reformer. He was the one who reformed people, alhamdulillah.
Right.
So he wanted to teach him a lesson and to bring him back to the correct iman, inshallah azza wa jal.
Right.
Leave all this astrology and so on and have faith in the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So he says to that astrologer, that what is the time now? The astrologer says, it is 11:15.
Right.
And then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he asks him, how much time is left before it is 12:00? He says, 45 minutes. He said, what if I were to show you that it can be 12:00 now? He says, how are you going to prove that? How are you going to move time? He says, no problem. He got up, went to the clock and moved the hand of the clock to 12:00 with his own hand. So now the astrologer, he says, well, this is your own doing. If you left it to take its course, it would have been 12:00,
yes,
after 45 minutes.
Yes.
But now this is your own doing. He says, this is the point I want to show you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, then let alone this whole month, it will rain today. And if He wills, leave today, it will rain now, subhanAllah.
Allah.
As soon as he said this, clouds gathered on the horizon of Bareilly Sharif and it started to rain.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah. And
subhanallah.
This is how Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahmah, he taught a valuable lesson.
Yes.
To this person, and it may have restored his iman, subhanAllah, looking at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and teaching him to leave all of this astrology and predicting the future and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we place our reliance in the divine being and the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This is very important lesson for us, that no matter what we do, we can plan our days, we can plan our future, we can set things in place as much as we can, but we must realize that no matter what it is that I set in place, and no matter what it is that I can predict, that I can think will happen, it is only upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all is well, everything is going to go in this certain direction, understand, it can go in that direction. But upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah azza wa jal wills for the entire direction to change, then the entire direction will change.
Subhanallah.
So subhanallah azza wa jal. We see it up to today that people say, what's tomorrow's weather? And we say, tomorrow mashallah, I read that tomorrow is going to be sunshine and clouds. Alhamdulillah, what wonderful weather. Understand that this is the prediction based upon that scientific knowledge that Allah azza wa jal has given us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bound by science. Allah azza wa jal, if He azza wa jal wants for that day that we had predicted to be sunshine and blue skies, if Allah azza wa jal wills for that day to be a day of pouring rain, then it will be a day of pouring rain. So as much as we can predict and as much as we can plan, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, it is by the means that Allah azza wa jal has given us. Alhamdulillah. But no. That ultimately it is in the power of the Creator Azza wa Jal. He is the one who has created the nature that we see around us. And if He Azza wa Jal wishes to change, if He Azza wa Jal wills to change that very nature, then He Azza wa Jal alone, He Azza wa Jal is capable of changing that nature.
Subhanallah
Azza wa Jal. Huzur, it would be wonderful to also discuss some sciences and some of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's knowledge and contribution to science as well.
Subhanallah. Inshallah,
Inshallah
our upcoming episodes, Inshallah, Azzawajal Mu'asab, if you are with us on this journey, Inshallah, Azzawajal, we shall discuss in the coming topics, Inshallah, if Mu'asab can promise, Inshallah, that you will be with us and our viewers will hold you to the commitment, Inshallah.
Labbaik, Inshallah, Ta'ala. Mashallah.
Inshallah, Azzawajal, if Allah wills. Again,
we are
placing our faith and reliance on the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah.
Labbaik.
This is the spirit
inshallah
of a true mu'min. Alhamdulillah. So dear viewers, you as well, inshallah azza wa jal, when you say inshallah, then feel it within your being, inshallah, if only if Allah wills.
Subhanallah.
We may say it, you know, subconsciously at times, and we don't even think about what we're saying. But sometimes it helps to reflect. But when we say inshallah, what it means, what is the magnitude of it, how it should inspire us as believers, as Muslims, to place our reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Maulana Sahib, as we are concluding to this episode, alhamdulillah, we would like to be longer with our viewers, but time is short. Inshallah, if Hazrat could part any concluding words, inshallah Azza wa Jal, word of advice especially for our viewers, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi immensely with so many favors, and alhamdulillah we've seen him, we've listened to wonderful karamas of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He Rahmatullahi alayhi has contributed to so many different fields and granted us, given us so many beautiful lessons that we can hold on to. For us to gain that benefit, it is important that we look towards his example, that we study his works, and that we stay under his shadow. We stay under his shadow, or rather, instead of shadow, him being, subhanallah, such a nurani personality, I can say, please stay under the light of Raza. Stay under the light of Raza, the light of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Hold on to the daman of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Never leave the court of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, holding on to him, he will link us to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And holding on to the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will place us in the court of our Creator, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that when we are in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, holding on to the daman of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may it be in such a way that Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with us. Ameen.
Ameen. Bijahi Nabeen. Jazakullah Munasab. Jazakullah for being with us and being with us on this beautiful journey. And inshallah.
Jazakullah.
And committing to be with us
inshallah.
In future as well. Inshallah. Mashallah. So there is good news for our viewers out there. Mashallah. Mawlana Sahib is going to be with us throughout this journey.
Inshallah.
So don't forget to watch Madani channel and tune in, inshallah azza wa jal. We'll be back with another episode, inshallah. Until then, sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad,
sallallahu
alayhi wa
sallam. Imam Muhammad Rida, Imam